哈利路亚，感谢主耶稣的带领。今天晚上我们继续来学习以弗所书的教训。
哈利路亚 ，Thank the guidance of Lord that this evening we can gather together here to learn His truth from Book of Ephesians。
我们知道以弗所书是保罗所写建立教会的一个蓝图。
Ephesians is a blueprint written by Paul to establish church.
以弗所书的主题啊，就是荣耀的教会。
The main topic of Ephesians is the glorious church.
也是教会在基督里头的奥秘。
And it also reveals the mystery of church in Jesus.
也是神救赎的奥秘。
It is also a mystery of His salvation.
所以保罗利用以弗所书里头做很精要的来阐明这个真理。
In Book of Ephesians, Paul revealed the truth.
那首先呢，第一章到第三章是谈到教会在基督里的福气。
From chapter 1 to 3, it talks about the blessings that we have in church.
那在第一章啊，我们星期三已经学习过，就是讲到蒙神拣选啊，成为主的身体。
We have learned chapter 1 in Wednesday. The main thing is we have chosen by God.
神在创立世界以前就在基督里面拣选了我们。
Before the creation of universe, Lord has already chosen us inside Christ.
他的目的就要让我们成为基督的身体。
His sole purpose is for us to become a member of Christ.
基督是神所爱的。
Christ is the loved one of God.
他是神所设立要承受一切神所有的。
He is the heir of God to inherit all things that belongs to God.
神爱我们，在创立世界以前就设立耶稣基督，要来拣选我们，在他里面来承受神所有的一切。
God loves us, so He determined, He pre-chosen us before the creation of universe.
神向我们显明他的爱，在创立世界以前，他已经爱我们。
God revealed His love towards us before the creation.
那接下来我们要学习第二章。
Now we are going to learn chapter 2.
好，现在我们看以弗所书第二章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
这第二章就是在基督里面呢，我们被神改造。
Chapter 2, it says, we are transformed inside Christ.
同时建造成为灵宫。
And we are built to be spiritual temple.
这个第一节到第十节是讲到个人啊，生命的改造。
From verse 1 to 10, it talked about the transformation of our life.
那第十一节到二十二节是整体关系的改变，这个同时呢，把它建造成为主的圣殿。
And from verse 11 to 22 is talks about how can we build ourselves into His temple.
好，那第一段里面讲到，首先呢，神要先在基督里面改造我们的生命。
In theFirst part it says, God we change our life inside Christ.
那这种改造我们看到第一节到第三节是讲到我们还没有被改造以前的状况。
From verse 1 to 3 it mentioned about how we are before transformed.
请看第一节到第三节。
From verse 1 to 3.
你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他便叫你们活过来。那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺从空中掌权者的首领， 就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。这个是讲到我们还没有被改造以前的状况。
Here describes how we are before transformation.
那个时候我们是死在罪中的人。
At the time we are once who died inside sin.
因为我们都是生在亚当里面出生的。
Because we are born out of Adam.
所以都已经死在过犯罪恶之中。
Therefore, we are already dead in transgressions.
那个时候，我们的生命在与神是断绝的。
In the time, our life has no relationship with God.
哎，是处在死的这种状态里头。
We were dead.
与生命与神所赐的生命是隔绝的。
And we have nothing to do with the life of God.
我们看到第四章。
Verse 4.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
第四章十八节。
Chapter 4, verse 18.
他们心里昏昧，与神所赐的生命隔绝了，都因自己无知，心里刚硬。这个讲到外邦人还在我们在外做外邦人的时候。
Here describes when we are still Gentile,
还没有被神来改造。
Before transformed by God,
所以我们的心地是昏昧的，与神所赐的生命是隔绝的。
Our understanding is darkened and separated from life of God.
这个就是死在过犯罪恶之中的状况。
This is the situation when we were dead in transgression.
再看回来第二章。
Let's refer back to chapter 2.
第二节。
Verse 2.
那在这种状况之下，我们的生命是怎么样的？
When we were dead, how was our life?
第二节说，那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。这一节告诉我们说，在我们本来是服在罪恶的权下，顺服邪灵。
Here says we were under power of dead and evil.
所以要随从今世的风俗，跟这一般世人一样过这种生活。
Therefore, we follow the rule of this world.
就是顺从。魔鬼邪灵运行在悖逆之子心中，
which is to be obedient under the ruler of evil.
邪灵控制人心就对了。
Evil has total control over our heart.
我们的心是邪灵在统治的。
Our heart was ruled by evil.
我们是听他的。
We belong to him.
这个是原来的状况啊。
This was when we are dead.
因为从亚当犯罪之后，全世界都伏在他的权下，都听他的。他怎么来指挥人？就是统治一个人，就是运行在人的心中。
When Adam sinned, the evil has total power over us.
所以他我们就成为悖逆之子，违背神，不顺从神。
Therefore, we become a son of transgression.
看到第三节。我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子。所以我们的生活是怎么样的状况？
How was our life?
就是放纵肉体的私欲。
It's to work, follow our own thought.
现在的世人就是这样，放纵肉体的私欲。随着自己肉体上面的需要去做一切的事情。
In these days, people will do as their heart desires.
还有顺从自己心中所喜好的，我行我素，我喜欢什么就做什么，我愿意怎么做就怎么做。
Which is to follow all the sinful desires in their heart.
所以邪灵运行在人的心中。
Therefore, when the evil spirit is at work in our heart,
肉体的私欲,
we will follow our desire,
体贴肉体的需要,
to follow our own will,
顺从个人自己的意思,
to follow our own thoughts.
这个就是邪灵运行在心中的一个,
This is the manifestation when evil is working in our heart.
所以现在这个世界的人为什么会这样做? 就是因为这样子。
Why men in this world we do likewise is because of this.
我们以前也是这个样子。
We were also like this.
但神要把我们改造。
God wants to change us.
那个时候我们是可怒之子。
We were son of transgression.
但是今天在耶稣基督里面被改造。 完全不一样。
However, today we are changed inside Christ Jesus. We are totally different.
现在看到第四节。
Let's turn to verse 4.
第四节说，然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。这里说到神呐，在基督里面改造我们。
Here says, God changed us inside Christ.
是按照神丰富的怜悯,
which is according to the wonderful grace.
因他爱我们的大爱,
because He loved us.
所以神呢, 来改造我们,
therefore, God changed us.
把我们从这个死在过犯中的状况之下, 让我们与基督一同活过来。
He resurrected us from death with Christ.
这个叫做死里复活。
This is bring us back from death.
所以第一章第二十九节那里说。
Therefore, in chapter 1, verse 19.
保罗要为我们祷告，求圣灵照明我们心中的眼睛，让我们知道神向我们这个信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大。
God, Paul prayed to God so that our eyes may be enlightened and to know how wonderful is His love.
那这个能力就是从死里复活的能力。
This power is the power from resurrection.
借着耶稣基督从死里复活，让我们的生命得到改造。
Through His resurrection, our life may be changed.
好，现在看回来第二章。
Now let's turn back to chapter 2.
第六节。
Verse 6.
说他又叫我们与基督一同活过来，一同坐在天上。我们是怎么样被改造？
How were us being transformed?
就借着主耶稣基督从死里复活的这种大能。Which
is through the power of resurrection.
在我们信而受洗的时候得到重生。When we
believe and were baptized, we are reborn.
所以我们受洗的时候与基督一同, 定死, 一同埋葬。
When we baptize, we died together with Christ in the cross and buried together with Him.
并且一同复活,
and raised together with Him.
得到新的生命。
And we obtain the new life.
那这种生命啊, 它就超越, 一同坐在天上。
This kind of life surpass all and sit on heaven.
本来我们的生命是伏在恶者的权下。
Our life was under the ruler of evil.
那么保罗说这个恶者他是空中的掌权者。
As Paul describes, this evil is the ruler of air.
现在呢，我们已经超越空中，我们坐在天上，天上是超越空中的。
Now our life surpass all.
旧生命在恶者的权下。
The old life was under the power of the evil.
那是死的。
Which is dead.
在最终。
Is under sin.
现在重生了。
Now as we resurrected.
与基督一同复活了。
Raised together with Christ.
一同坐在天上。
And sit together with Him in the heavenly kingdom.
超越空中就是恶者的范围了。
Therefore now we surpass the power of the evil.
所以这种新生命啊，是不在罪的权下。
Therefore, this kind of new life is no longer under the power of evil.
我们已经从撒旦的权下出来。
We have our life has already been released from the power of evil.
不但出来，还要超越他。
Not only we are no longer under his power, we surpass him.
哥罗西书，哥罗西书。
Let's turn to Colossians.
哥罗西书第三章。哥罗西书第三章第一节，我们念一念就好了。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 1.
所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事，因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。这个就是生命一同复活。如果真的已经与基督一同复活，我们的生命是坐在天上的。
Here says, if we truly have been resurrected with Jesus Christ, our life is surpassed all.
因为这个生命是在基督里面，现在基督在那里，我们就在那里。
Because our life is right now with Christ, so where Christ is, there is our life.
哇，这个恩典何等大！
How wonderful is this grace?
看回来第二章。
Let's turn back to Ephesians chapter 2.
神的爱有多大？
How wonderful is His grace?
我们要真正的去体会啊。
We have to experience it.
第七节。
Read verse 7.
要将大极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里面向我们所赐的恩慈啊，显明给后来的世代看。神这样的改造我们。
He transforms us.
就是要将他极丰富的恩典呢，显明给这个世代看。
So that he can reveal his grace to this world.
神极丰富的恩典，今天在耶稣基督里面已经显明在我们身上。
The incomparable reach of His grace has already expressed in us.
要借着教会，今天我们借着我们
，through us，
把它显明出来。
He will reveal His grace.
荣耀的教会
，the glorious church，
得到主耶稣的恩典的弟兄姐妹
，brothers and sisters who were saved，
不要忘记这个
，don't forget，
一定要显明。
We have to reveal His。
如果不显明，就亏欠神极大的荣耀，那就更不得了。
If we don't reveal His grace, we would be fall short of His glory.
当我们在最终的时候，我们亏缺了神的荣耀。
When we were in debt, we fall short of His glory.
今天我们在耶稣基督里面，不能显明神的极大的这种恩慈恩典，我们就亏缺了神。荣耀的恩典，最大的荣耀。
Right now, as a safe one, if we cannot reveal His grace, then we are fall short of His glory.
因为今天我们得到这个恩典，是神极丰富的怜悯和他爱我们的大爱所得到的。
The reason why we can get this wonderful grace is because of His love and compassion.
那么这一种恩典呢，是因着我们的信，相信得来的。
This kind of grace is acquired through our faith.
所以今天我们这个信心很重要。
Therefore, faith is very important.
因为我们用信心得到这个恩典。
Through faith, we acquire this
grace. 所以要借着这个信心把这个恩典彰显出来。
Therefore, also through the faith, we have to reveal His grace.
所以今天在耶稣基督里面的众弟兄姐妹要有信心。
Therefore, today all brothers and sisters have to have faith.
信心就是白白从神领受这个大恩典。
We have to have faith that we receive this grace from Him.
看第八节、第九节。
Yes, verse 9.
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，并不出于自己，乃是神所赐的；也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。这里告诉我们要谦卑，保守我们自己的信心。
You told us that we have to be humble and preserve our faith.
一个人如果自夸，信心就失掉。
If one boasts, our faith is lost.
千万不要自夸。
Therefore, never boast.
千万不要以为自己已经得着了。
Never think that you have already got it.
千万不要用神的恩典来做自己的什么啊这个夸口的。
Never use God's grace as your own boast.
好像哥林多教会一样。
As church in Corinthian.
很多人领受神很大的恩赐，他们就认为自己比人高一个头。
Many believers they receive the grace of God and they think that they are much better than others.
所以他们自高自大。
Therefore they boast.
所以保罗问他们说：“我问你们呢？”你们哪一样不是从神领受的
？Therefore, Paul asked them, what is that? Which item you do not get from God?
哪一样是你们自己有的
？Which grace you own by your own?
没有一样是自己的，都是从神领受。
No one of them.
啊，既然是从神领受，为什么自夸？
If you got everything from God, why you have to boast?
好，看到第十节。
Let's turn to verse 10.
说我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里面造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。这里说我们原是神的工作。
You say we were a work of God.
神在耶稣基督里面呢，来改造我们。
God transformed us inside Christ.
并且已经完成了。
And this work is already been done.
为什么神要这样的爱我们来改造我们？
Why would God love us and transform us?
彰显神的这个恩赐。
This is to reveal His grace.
要叫我们去行善，就是神预备要我们去行的。
So that we can do all good things according to His deed, His will.
就是遵行神的旨意。
Which is to follow His will.
我们以前是悖逆之子，是违背神旨意的人。
We were sons of transgression and sin.
因为我们不可没有办法像保罗所说的。
Because we could not do what God says.
在罪的权下说立志为善由得我，行出来就由不得我了。
Just like Paul says, we may have the freedom to make determination to do good, but we cannot perform it.
保罗说：“我真是苦啊，谁能救我？”
Therefore, Paul says, how wretched I am.
保罗是一个有良心的人。
Paul is one with consciousness.
他知道自己的软弱。
He knew his own weakness.
他知道自己的痛苦。
He knew his own pain.
他呼求啊，谁能救我
？He cried out, "Who can save me?"
因为有这样的自觉，有这样的呼求，感谢神，神就来救他。
Because he has this kind of determination, and he cried out for someone to save him, God saved him.
靠着耶稣基督啊，就脱离了这个痛苦。
Through Jesus Christ, he is free from this kind of pain.
在基督里面，他的生命是自由了。
Now inside Christ, His life is free.
我们看一下罗马书第八章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。罗马书第八章第一节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 1.
第八章第一节。如今那些在基督耶稣里面的就不定罪了。因为是生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。我这里说明清楚了。在耶稣基督里面
，In Christ，
就不在罪的权下。
We are no longer under power of evil。
已经脱离罪。
We are already free from it。
已经脱离死。
We are already free from death。
现在呀。得到的是新生命。
Now what we have is the new life.
这个生命要做什么
？What do we have to do with this new life?
要去行善，要去行神预备要我们行的，就是神的旨意。
Through this new life, we have to do good according to His will.
所以保罗蒙主显教的时候，他说：“主啊，我当做什么
Therefore, when Paul is chosen by God, he asked him, Lord, what can I do?
现在开始我是听神的，看主耶稣要我做什么，我就做什么。
From now on, I will listen to his will. Whatever he wants me to do, I will do likewise.
不再我行我素了。
I will no longer do according to my own will.
不是在随自己的意思说，这是信耶稣的开始，我要抓来抓回来下监牢，不是这样的。
He will no longer do according to his own will to arrest true believers.
以前看这个世界多美好，现在说这个万事都是粪土了。
In the past, he see this world as precious, but now he see this world as garbage.
以前他表现自己了不起啊。
In the past, he see himself as great one.
所以他去领了命，他带头啊，要去抓那信耶稣的来鞭打。
Therefore, he has many people under him to arrest believers.
现在改变了。
Now he's changed.
现在说，无论是生是死啊。总要叫基督在我身上照常显大，就是。
He said, no matter dead or alive, he will manifest he will manifest Christ in him.
当很多幼稚的哥林多教会的人崇拜说，我们是属保罗的，我们崇拜保罗。
When a lot of believers in church of Corinthians say we belong to Paul and we follow him.
这个时候他怎么说？
What did he say?
他说保罗，我保罗算什么？
He said, what is Paul?
你们怎么会属我？
Why you are not belong to me?
我保罗为你们钉十字架吗？
Was I crucified for you?
你们受侍奉我的名受洗吗？
Were you being baptized under my name?
我保罗算什么？
What am I?
他知道，他很清楚。
He knew his role.
所以今天呢，我们被改造的生命就是这样，不一样，完全不一样，180度的这种转变了。
Therefore, our life should be transformed.
遵行神的旨意。
Only follow His will.
以前是随自己所喜好去行。
Before we do what we want.
是受邪灵的控制去放纵私欲，去做随从肉体的需要去追求。
Which is follow the evil.Desire and pursue whatever is evil.
这是呢改变。
Now he changed.
彰显神的恩典，遵行天父的旨意行善。
He reveals the grace of God and follow the will of God.
这个就是新生命。
This is new life.
我们已经得到这个新生命。
We have already got this new life.
我们要有这样的表现，才是荣耀的教会。
We have to have this kind of.Action, then we can.
好，那第二段就是讲到啊，这个啊关系的重建。
And in this second paragraph, you mentioned about the establishing.
借着主耶稣基督的十字架，在基督里面，我们这个重新来建立这个关系，我们人与人之间以及人与神之间的这种关系。
The cross, the relationship between man and between God can be established.
看到十一节，以弗所书第二章十一节。
Turn to Ephesians chapter one.
第二章十一节，所以你们应当纪念呢，你们从前按肉体是外邦人呢，是称为没有受割礼的，这名原是那些凭人手在肉身上称为受割礼之人所起的。十二节，那时你们与基督无关，在以色列国民以外，在所应许的租约上是局外人，并且活在你世上没有指望，没有神。你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督里面靠着他的血得以已经得亲近了。因他使我们和睦，将两下合为一，拆毁中间隔断的墙。而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条，为要将两下借着自己造成一个新人，如此便成就了和睦。记在十字架上面的冤仇，便借这十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好了，并且来传和平的福音给你们远处的人，也近处的人。 因为我们两下借着他被一个圣灵所感，得以进到父面前，这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石，各房靠他连络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿，你们也靠他同被建造，成为神迹的圣灵居住的所在。这一段呢，就是讲到我们这个关系的重建，并且呢，把我们在基督里面建造成为圣灵居住的这个灵宫啊。就是、
This paragraph talks about how we should reestablish the relationship between us and God, and to build ourselves into holy temple.
啊，那保罗要我们纪念。我们不要忘记神的这个大的恩典啊
！Paul wants us to remember his wonderful grace, establish us.
这样的大恩典呢，不要忘记。
This kind of grace we shouldn't forget.
他所成就的这个和睦，不要忘记。
The effort that he's paid in order to build this relationship between us and God, we shouldn't forget.
啊，我们人与人之间的关系啊，就会弄不好。
If we forget this grace, our relationship will not be good.
如果忘记了主耶稣十字架的恩典，那么人的这个墙又要造起来了。
If we forget the grace on the cross, then the barrier between us and God will be rebuilt.
与神之间的这个关系啊，会破坏掉。
And the relationship between us and God will be destroyed.
那这个灵宫啊，那可能屋顶就被拆掉了。
And this holy temple will no longer be there.
圣灵住不下来啊。
Holy Spirit could not stay.
所以这一段呢很重要。
Therefore, this part is indeed very important.
我们再来看啊，十一节以下。
Let's read from 11 on.
今保罗要我们纪念，在神重建。之前的状况是怎么样
？Here, Paul want us to remember how we are before reestablishment.
按照在神面前呢、啊，按照神的啊，在神看啊，世界上成为有两种人，一种就是神所拣选的选民，一种就是外人，外邦人。
Under the eye of God, there are only two kind of people in this world. One is the first type is the chosen one, and then the rest.
在主耶稣基督还没有来成全救恩之前，就是神所拣选的人，就是这个以色列人。
Before Christ was crucified, the chosen one are Jews.
他是属神的。
They belong to God.
其他人都是叫做外邦人。
The rest are Gentiles.
这个当中是隔断的，是不来往的。
The relationship between Gentiles and God is there's a barrier.
不和睦的。
The Gentiles and God there's a barrier.
这种状态。
It was like this.
看十一节啊。
Let's read verse 11.
说在重建之前呢，我们是远离神的人。
Here says, before the reestablishment, we are.
十三节那里说，主你们从前是远离神的人。
Okay, in verse 13, we were once far away from God.
为什么
？Why?
第一啊，就是因为我们是没有受割礼的外邦人。
The first point because we are uncircumcised.
说你们从前按肉体是外邦人，是称为没有受割礼的人呐。
Here says, according to flesh, we were uncircumcised Gentiles.
受割礼的意思就是分别为圣，是圣洁的国民，是属神的。
The spirit of circumcision is to make a distinction.
没有受割礼就是不洁净，是不能见神的。
The uncircumcised are those who are not clean and cannot see God.
那再看到第十二节。 说那个时候你们与基督是无关的，在这样的情况下，我们与基督啊是没有关系的。
Under that kind of circumstance, we have nothing to do with God.
啊，基督啊就是神啊，就是弥赛亚。犹太人一直认为基督弥赛亚就是他们专利啊。
The Israelites has this notion that Messiah belonged to them.
到了这个圣灵降临之后啊，那个时候耶路撒冷教会啊还是这样认为。
Before the giving of Holy Spirit, the church in Jerusalem still thinks this way.
所以保罗这个彼得到哥尼流家里去啊，回去啊就被抓去问了，说你为什么到这个外邦人家里去？
That is why Peter was questioned when he returned from house of Cornelius.
但是神呢已经启示彼得，告诉他说：“现在你不要再把那一些啊外邦人看着不洁净的，神已经悦纳他们了。”
However, God has already revealed to Peter do not see the Gentiles as foreigners.
彼得在不了解情况下，圣灵告诉他说：“你不要疑惑，下去有人来找你，那是我差来的，跟他去就对，因为那是外邦人了。”
When Peter still has doubt, God want him to follow his messenger.
这是不来往的人呐。
Because at that time the Jews has no relationship with Gentiles.
但是圣灵说这个是我差他来的，你要跟他去。
However, Holy Spirit tell him that this is my messenger. You have to follow.
结果就到哥尼流家里去。
Therefore, Peter went to the house of Cornelius.
把主耶稣的福音呢，这个恩典呢，传给他。
He revealed the grace of Jesus to them.
圣灵降临在他们身上。
Holy Spirit fall at the spot.
彼得就明白了。
And then Peter know.
说既然神都已经悦纳，我们人怎么能够拒绝呢？
He think that God has already accept the Gentiles, how can we as men refuse to accept them?
就吩咐说奉耶稣的名给他们洗礼啊。
Therefore, in name of Christ Jesus, he baptized them.
成为一家人了。
And then become one family.
回到耶路撒冷就被教训说你到外邦人家里去，这责备了。
When he returned to Jerusalem, he was questioned.
彼得在向他们说明，不是我自己去的，这个是顺从神的旨意啊。
Peter said to them, I did not go under my own will, I just follow the will of Holy Spirit.
就是神的旨意，我是谁？我能够拦阻神吗？
He said, Who am I? Can I stop the will of Holy Spirit?
大家听了就不说话。哦，这样子，那这样看来啊，神也悦纳外邦人呢，让他们得到这个恩典了。
When everyone hears this, they accept that God has accepted the Gentiles.
所以那个时候，耶路撒冷的犹太人，那些犹太信徒啊，才转过来，他说：“哇，神的旨意是这样。”他们就顺服了，顺服神的旨意。
And then the Jews understand the will of God.
所以在我们还没有进入基督里面的时候啊。
Therefore, before we become one with Christ.
基督跟我们没有关系的。
Christ has nothing to do with us.
在那个在旧约的这种时期啊。
In the Old Testament.
所以弥赛亚的应许啊，好像就是以色列人专利的啊。
And at that time, the promise of Messiah is owned by Israelites.
因为啊，在诸约上神应许的这些上面，我们就局外人，跟我们没有关系，神没有跟我们立什么约，跟以色列人立约的。
Because at that time we have no covenant with God.
好，但是现在啊，主耶稣来成全救恩了。
Now Christ, Jesus come and completed the salvation.
那就改变了。
And he changed.
好，那在当时我们跟基督还没有关联以前呢，我们活在这个世上说没有指望，也没有神。
When we do not have any relationship with Christ, our life on this earth has no hope.
所以就是在活在这个世上就是几十年嘛，尽量追求嘛，尽量想要什么就要什么嘛，尽量放纵嘛，尽量去追求啊。
We are merely living on this earth and to pursue whatever our heart desires.
尽量争取啊，生命换钱财啊，这样子。
To exchange our life with to money.
赚的全世界，把生命投进去啊，就这样。
To gain the entire world and pay the price with our life.
结果得到什么？没有指望的人，很可怜的。
What do we have to gain? We were men without hope.
那现在啊，第十三节说，现在在基督耶稣里面呢，靠着他的血得以亲近了，这个改变过来。
In verse 13 says, through his blood, our sin can be cleansed and we can be changed.
可以跟神亲近。
We can come close to God.
那是怎么样？就是十九节所说的。
Just as described in verse 19.
现在成为神家里的人了。
We become member of God's household.
以前是外人，客里无关的。
We were foreigners.
现在成为神家里的人。
And now we become household of God.
那这个是怎么情况呢？我们看到十四节。
Yes, refer to verse 14.
都应当使我们和睦了，这是很关键的。
For himself is our peace.
借着神，借着耶稣基督啊，使我们和睦。
Through Jesus Christ, he has peace with us.
那这个和睜啊，现在我们注意这几句话。第一个，将两项合而为一，这是第一项。
The first point is to make two become one.
犹太人、外邦人合而为一。
Which is to join Jews and Gentiles into one.
这两种人也不来往并行，是敌对的，是仇敌的。现在变成神家里的人，一家人变成一家人。
These two kind of people, had nothing to do with each other. Now they become one family.
中间那个隔墙已经拆掉了，
The barrier in between them the barrier between them is.Destroyed through the blood of Christ.
十五节说，并且啊，用自己的身体啊，废掉这个冤仇了。
And in verse 15, he reconciled with us.
废掉冤仇意思就是这个关系的本来是仇敌的关系啊，现在改变。
We were like enemies, but.But now everything changed.
哦，借着自己的造成一个新人。
Through him we are made into a new man.
说在耶稣基督里面给他造成一个新人，所以重新复活起来的这个新生命，他就是一个新造的人。
Through Christ we are created into a new man.
所以保罗在哥林多前书第五章十七节那里说，若有人在基督里面他就是一个新造的人。
Therefore, in 1 Corinthians says, if someone lives in Jesus, he is a new man.
所有一切的旧的都过去了，都过去了。
Everything else has passed.
成为一个新造的人，才可能成就和睦。
Only if he become a new man, he can have good relationship with God.
如果那些旧的还在我们里头，不可能和睦的。
If the old man still exists within us, we cannot reconcile with God.
保罗在哥林多前书十三章那里说。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
基督的爱。
The love of Christ.
是不计算人的错。
Is not to count the short of people.
因为耶稣基督的这个救赎啊。我们的罪债啊，神就一笔勾销了，没有，就是这样。消掉。
Through His salvation, all our debt to God is reconciled.
今天我们要不要计算？然后谁得罪我，谁几下？你错误，你错，哪几下？要计算吗
Today, do we have to count and do we have to keep record of who who has sinned against us.
所以这种计算人的错啊, 这个是跟主耶稣的这种神的爱是相当敌对的事情。
Therefore, if we count the fault of someone else, we are enemy with God.
主耶稣教导我们祷告, 说父啊, 赦免我们, 如同我们赦免别人。
Jesus teach us to pray so that we can forgive others, like God forgive us.
就是这么简单啊,
as simple as this.
爱是不计那计算人的错的。
Love is not to count someone else's fault.
因为主耶稣说, 我怎么样爱你们, 赦免你们, 你们怎么样饶恕别人。
Because Jesus told us how do I forgive your sins? You have to do
likewise.
Therefore, in Christ, all thing is past. This new man, we establish the reconciliation.
好，我们看一下这个加拉太书。
Let's turn to Galatians.
加拉太书第三章。
Galatians chapter 3.
27节。
Verse 27.
你们受洗归入基督的都是披戴基督了，并不分是犹太人、希利尼人、自主的、为奴的、或男或女，因为你们在基督里面都成为一了。这一个新人就是一个，只有一个，没有很多。
There are only one new man.
在耶稣基督里面成为一个新人。
Within Christ Jesus, we become one new man.
两下已经合一。
Because the two party has joined to be one.
造成一个新人。
To be together as one new man.
这个新人就是教会。
And this new man is church.
所以个人都不存在啊。
Therefore, there is no individual.
什么犹太人、希利人不存在了。
No matter is Jews or Greek, it's
什么呢,这个主人,
no longer exists.
你这个仆人不存在了。
Master or servant, it no longer exists.
连男女之别都不存在了。
Even the difference between male and female no longer exists.
就是一个属耶稣基督的人。
We become someone belong to God.
所以29节说,
Therefore, in verse 29, you belong to Christ.
所以今天受洗披戴基督属乎基督，就是一个这个新人，一个只有一个。
Therefore, we baptize into Jesus Christ and we belong to Christ and we become one.
看回来以弗所书。
Let's turn back to Ephesians.
看16节。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 16.
说既在十字架上灭了冤仇啊，便借这个十字架，使两下归为一体，与神和好了。那最后就要进到这个圆满的地步。
And here is the end.
人与人之间呢，要先和好，不然的话，到神面前去怎么办？
Here says between men we have to reconcile, so that we can see face to face with God.
借着这个十字架很重要，借着这个十字架才可能归为一体，与神和好。
It says to become one is only possible through cross.
兄弟两个人吵架,
if two brothers has quarrel,
到父亲面前去, 父亲要支持哪一个?
In front of their parent, to which side would the parent stand?
今天呢，要跟神和好。
Today, if we want to reconcile with God,
人要先和好。
Between men, they have to reconcile first.
我们哪一个人有这样的这个具备这样的资格条件，可以在神我们的天父面前来说，某某人是错的，某某人该死的，有没有这样的权，有这样的条件？
Which one of us has the criteria to point out someone, say he should be condemned?
我们没有一个人,
no one of us.
绝对没有,
no one of us has this kind of criteria.
我们只能大家一起说, 主啊, 你, 父啊, 你, 赦免我们的软弱，因为耶稣基督的缘故，因为耶稣基督的救赎，赦免我们的软弱，我们都是软弱人。
The only thing we can say is God, forgive our sins.
我这个哥哥啊，软弱五十分，我这个弟弟软弱一百分，我们都软弱，我们求天父你赦免。
We are all weak, and please forgive our sins.
哥林多教会不懂这个道理啊。
Church of Corinthians do not understand this kind of truth.
他们要告到说谁是赢的，谁是输的。
They want to make known who is the right, who is right and who is wrong.
不和好就是不和好，不肯吃亏，我一定要告你。
They do not want to reconcile.
保罗说为什么这样呢？
Paul said, why are you?
这你们大错了，这样子。
This is wrong.
谁赢谁输啊？
Who win and who should lose?
大错特错。
This is very wrong.
基督已经为我们死了。
Christ has already died in the cross.
今天我们在耶稣基督里面，为什么不情愿吃亏呢？
Today in Christ, why shouldn't we bear each other's fault?
没有什么不能吃的亏。没有什么不能吃的亏，在耶稣基督里面。
In Jesus Christ, there's nothing that we cannot.
没有任何一项不能饶恕的罪。
Forgive. There is no one item that we should not forgive.
只要在耶稣基督里面。
Only within Christ.
如果跑出去就死掉了。
If we are out of Christ, we are dead.
什么都免谈了。如果在基督里面，那就什么都没有问题。
Only within Christ Jesus.
所以今天我们要了解主耶稣在十字架上为我们成全的是什么。
So we have to understand what has Jesus accomplished on the cross.
不然的话，十七节告诉我们。
Otherwise, in verse 17,
怎么去传这个和平的福音呢？怎么传呢？
Otherwise, how are we supposed to preach this? This gospel of peace.
为什么主耶稣要赐给我们这个会堂这么好？
Why would Christ give us this good chapel?
是要干什么？
What is this purpose?
就是要传和平的福音给人啊。
Is to preach the gospel to mankind.
给近的处的人，给远处的人啊。
To neighbors and to people in far.
今天呢，主耶稣基督的爱在我们身上。
Today the love of Christ is in us.
不要忘记啊，要纪念啊。
Do not forget, we have to remember.
所以愿弟兄姐妹在基督里面真正成为一个新人，彼此和睦，与神和好。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we should become a new man and reconcile with God.
都回到神的家里头来。
Reconcile with.
同被一个圣灵感动，我们看到第十九节。
Let's turn to verse 19.
没有圣灵的感动是没有办法的了。
It is not through Holy Spirit, nothing can be done.
今天关键就看神的灵是不是进入我们每个人的心里头去，感动我们每个人的心。关键就在这里。
The key factor now is if God's Spirit can enter our hearts to move us.
因为以前是邪灵控制我们的心。
Before the evil has power over our heart.
那是不怕神的，神的什么话我都不听的。
We had no fear to God.
硬心到底的。
Our heart is very hard.、
哦、你看那个第三章、第四章，我们再看一下，这种邪灵运行在心中啊，这种人是。刚硬的，我们看这个是第四章的十八节啊，再看一遍。
Let's turn to chapter 4, verse 18.
以前我们就是这种状况的。
We were like this.
这个神的话是听不进去的。
We do not understand the word of God.
因为死嘛，死在与神的生命隔绝，所以你看就是硬心，心里刚硬。
Because we were dead and our heart is.Hardened and darkened.
犹太人以前还没有旧约时期的那些选民就是这样，心里刚硬，所以神的诫命一再换，再换，再换，再换，总是没有办法顺服的。
The Israelites in the Old Testament, their heart is hardened, therefore they are continuously being punished by God.
所以神说啊, 这个很难耶。
Therefore, God said he might one day destroy all the chosen ones.
但神爱自己的选民，他说：“哎，想替他们想办法，怎么办？我这个儿子这样怎么办？不要了吗？可惜，不能不要，我爱他爱到底，怎么办？替他解决办法。”
Therefore, he was trying to come up with a solution for them.
亲自下来为我们受死，成就十字架的救恩。
He himself come to earth and die for us in the cross.
所以到最后说，我会把你除掉你们的石头心，赐给你们有肉的心，把新的灵放在你们心里。
Therefore, he said he will get rid of our stony heart and give us a flesh heart.
所以主耶稣才为我们牺牲啊。
And this is why Jesus has to die for us.
复活升天之后，赐下圣灵来啊。
He raised into heaven and give us Holy Spirit.
哇，我们就被改变，我们这个心呢，就是神的心呐。
And then our heart is transformed, become the heart of God.
脱离了这个撒旦。
We are no longer under power of evil.
圣灵进来啊。
When the Holy Spirit come to our heart.
但是不能像扫罗啊，扫罗是本来是圣灵充满，现在圣灵离开啊，魔鬼进去啊，魔灵进去啊。
However, we shouldn't learn from Saul who, that the Holy Spirit depart from him, and the evil spirit come to his heart instead.
所以我们是被同一个圣灵，同一个圣灵。
Therefore, we should have the same spirit.
不是我的圣灵比你的圣灵强，不是这样的啦。
It is not that my spirit is stronger than your spirit.
我这个圣灵高你一等，没有这样的啦。
My spirit isn't higher than your spirit.
同一个圣灵，
we receive the same spirit.
这样感动的，顺从这个圣灵，会进到父的面前，什么事都没了。And
we should be obedient to the same spirit and enter to God's face.
两个年轻的夫妇吵架，吵到要离婚。
When a couple has quarrel and they are going to divorce.
他们到找我来要论，两个人说他说他对，他也说他对，我两个人争。
They came to me and each one of them say they are right.
在人面前可以这样讲啊。
In front of men, they can say this.
因为我没有办法了解，到底这个是哪一个对，哪一个不对，我没有办法了解。
I couldn't distinguish which of them is right and which of them is wrong.
他说，两个都讲完了。Therefore,
after they appeal for themselves.
现在呢，我们到天父面前去讲。I
told them now you finish your word. Now let's give this.
一起跪下祷告，将你们刚才所说的全部告诉天父。
You should kneel down and pray to God and tell everything to God.
让主耶稣来判断。 And
let God be your judge.
我就要三个人跪下祷告。Then
I pray together with them.
祷告完之后说谁是对的，谁是错，你们自己讲啊。After
the prayer, I tell them which one is right.
两个人都哭了。
Both of them cry.
求神怜悯。
They ask God to have mercy on them.
重新再把婚姻的道理再讲一遍，让他们回去。
I tell them again the truth of marriage and command them to go back.
人没有办法处理事情的啦。
As men, we cannot solve anything.
回到天父的面前来，什么事都解决了。
We can come in front of God and everything will be solved.
看十九节，说这样你们就不再做外人和客旅啊，是与圣徒同国了，是神家里的人了，啊，一切都没有，就是。You
say that we are no longer foreigners.
再被分成你的是我了，没有这个，没有，你是外人了，没有外人了，都是一家人了，都是神国里的人。
Then we become one family and one household of God.
并且啊，这个才重要，啊，并且要被建造，哦，成为灵宫，就是神的殿。
We should be built into a holy temple of God.
灵宫就是圣灵居住的宫殿啊。
Holy temple is the temple where the Holy Spirit stays.
被建造，这很重要。
We have to be built.
被建造，你要顺服啊。
If we want to be built, we have to be
obedient. 这一块石头要放，圣灵说这一块石头要放在这里。
Holy Spirit say this stone has to be put in this spot.
你就乖乖放在这里，你不哇这个地方我不大喜欢，我喜欢这里。
And you have to stay on that spot.
有这样的道理吗？被建造，我们就是一块石头，宝贵的石头。
This is the truth. Each of us is a stone.
按照圣经的真理，使徒和先知的这个根基啊，就是圣经的真教训。
According to the teachings on the Bible as the cornerstone.
以耶稣基督做标准。
We have to use Christ as a ruler.
这样建造起来，一块一块石头这样建造起来，成为一个灵宫，神的殿。
To establish ourselves into the holy temple of God.
所以被建造很重要一件工作，二十一节。
Therefore, in order to be built,
各方要靠他联络的合适。
All members have to be joined.
要联络起来。
Join together.
每一个弟兄姐妹都是一块宝贵的石头，大家联络起来，你看整个房子这样石头盖起来，这个房子都是联络在一起的，一体的啊，没有单独一块石头就突在那边掉在那个空中的，没有这样子。
Every one of us is a precious stone.
我们看一下彼得前书。
Let's turn to First Peter.
第二章。彼得前书第二章。
First Peter chapter 2.
第五节。